Good evening.
My name is Eric Jackson from WGBH in Boston. Thank you. It is a pleasure to be here with you, and it's always a pleasure to hear the music of Duke Ellington. So I hope you are everybody enjoying it tonight? You know, sometimes I get asked the question, well, Eric, when did you get into jazz? There is no answer to that question. I grew up in a house with a father whose picture, incidentally, is in the program. My father's picture is in the program. But my father would get very excited while he was playing Duke Ellington because he was such a Duke Ellington, or is such a Duke Ellington fan, that I would just be walking by somewhere in another room and all of a sudden I'd get a call, Eric, come in here. Oh, listen to this. And he'd show me some wonderful passage of Ellingtonia that I just absolutely had to hear to complete my day. So that was sort of my musical education, and this is what I grew up with. And Ellington was the king of music in the house that I grew up in. It's a pleasure to introduce the conductor of the second half of tonight's program. I fell in love with a book of his called Early Jazz a couple years ago. There's a wonderful section in there, in fact, entitled Early Ellington. Although I've never seen his second book called Swing, I'm betting that there is a section in there on Ellington too. And his son told me last week he's working on a third book too. There'll probably be some Ellington in that one too, as a matter of fact. Would you please welcome Gunther Schuller.
Thank you very much, Eric. We want to keep this Ellington cavalcade going and play for you now one of the earliest of Ellington's masterpieces. It dates from 1933. It's called The Daybreak Express. It's the kind of piece that they used to call in the old days flag waver or a killer diller. Real fast, exciting numbers, up-tempo numbers on the loud side, get everybody excited and on the dance floor. Except this piece is more than that. It's an incredible description, wonderful description of an express train ride in the early 1930s when locomotives, this is before diesel engines, when locomotives reigned supreme. And in this 3-minute piece, you're going to hear all the sounds associated with the great trains of that period. You'll even hear when the trains finally got to the next station, they kind of sat there and wheezed and all these strange whistling and hissing sounds would come out of there. You'll even hear a little bit of that at the end of the piece. So please join me on a wonderful express train ride, 1933, Ellington's great masterpiece, Daybreak Express. That ought to realign your molecules. We'll slow down the pace a little bit and jump about 23 years to a very wonderful composition which featured Duke Ellington's great friend Harry Carney, the person who anchored down the saxophone section. I think it's true to say that Harry Carney was Ellington's very closest friend. Harry Carney joined the band in the late 20s, and Harry Carney was the driver in the car when tens of thousands of engagements. They were very, very close, and Ellington wrote a number of featured pieces for him. This one is from 1956, and it's called Frustration.